You're listening to the Hamilton Today podcast from 900 CHML.
The headline from the Associated Press, Ukraine's use of powerful U.S. weapon won't change the war's outcome, so says Putin. A Russian missile attack killed two civilians in an apartment building in southern Ukraine on Wednesday. Local authorities said Putin dismissed the importance of a new U.S.-supplied weapon that Kyiv uses to execute one of the most damaging attacks on the Kremlin's air assets since the start of the war. To talk more about all of this, Arl Brown with us, Professor International Relations, Senior Member, Monk School of Global Affairs, University of Toronto, and here now. Arl, thank you for the time. Hope you're well.
Thank you.
Before we get to this, how does the conflict and what is happening between Hamas and Israel, how does it affect what is going on in Ukraine?
Russia wanted to have the front pages be distracted by anything else than what is happening in Ukraine. So, at the very least, this is a bonus for Russia, but it is more than an accidental bonus. Russia has protected Hamas. It tries to continue to protect Hamas at the United Nations, at the Security Council, by proposing resolutions which do not even mention the terrorist group. And, of course, Russia has been very close to Iran, and Iran is the octopus. And the tentacles of octopus are Hamas and Hezbollah. And we know that Russia and Iran have become ever closer. Iran has supplied vast numbers of killer drones to Russia. And we also see North Korea increasingly supplying armaments to Russia. So there is this kind of interconnection in the international system, and nothing is, in a sense, local.
There was some chatter that some of what happened in Israel was from North Korea. Is that valid?
According to the Israelis, some of the armaments that they found on the terrorists who committed these horrendous massacres were manufactured in North Korea. Mm. Now, some of these are available on these armament markets, but they may have been supplied by North Korea directly as well. North Korea is a rogue state, and these armaments were also probably filtered through Iran, which has purchased armaments from North Korea.
So is one tied to the other in the sense that Putin saying to somebody, boy, this would be a good idea for that, and because it would for this attack, and then therefore it would be a distraction, or is it much more subtle than that?
Probably it was much more subtle than that. They may be beneficiaries of a decision that was made by Hamas and perhaps by Iran, but they certainly are benefiting from it and welcoming it, because you notice that much of the media has just about forgotten about what is happening in Ukraine. The focus is on Hamas and Israel, which is not entirely surprising, but Russia wanted that change. And so this is why they're going through the motions of, yes, we are very sad about the people who are dying in the Middle East and so on and so on. And yes, Russia wants to fight terrorism, but at the same time, it's protecting Hamas at the Security Council. So the level of hypocrisy of the Putin regime is phenomenal.
Not much time left, about a minute or so here, Arl. The weaponry that is coming in to aid Ukraine, is it making an impact? Is it having an impact? Is it pushing back Russia?
It is, and it's a very potent weapon. The ATACMS, they're longer range. They can hit targets in Crimea and behind Russian lines. The question is how many of these ATACMS are the Ukrainians are getting? How many more will be sent over? Are they going to get more of the 155-millimeter artillery shells that they desperately need? And it's a question of the West really pulling their act together and mobilizing the capacity to produce a lot of sophisticated armaments and get them to Ukraine, which they have not done in a sufficiently timely fashion so far.
Arl Brown with us, Professor International Relations, Senior Member of the Monk School of Global Affairs, University of Toronto. Arl, as always, thank you so much for the time. Be well.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.